Sabas.
Hello?
Sabas.
Sabas?
Sabas.
Can you understand me?
Sabas.
Are you on a ship?
Sabas.
All I hear is the same word over and over again. If you're on a ship, you may see a blue light.
Sabas.
Okay. That's a communication device. Somehow it got attracted to your ship. It's harmless, but inside of it is a translation, a translator, so that it's translating my words to you, but I can't understand what you're saying back. I'm on Earth. Do you know where Earth is?
Sabas.
Okay. Sabas, is that your name?
No doubt.
Would you like to be rid of this blue light?
No doubt.
Well,
welcome.
Oh, welcome. You found the translator?
Yes.
Hello. Now I can understand you.
I'm Schneid.
Schneid?
Schneid.
Schneid. I think I got it. I heard you say Snobus?
Snobus.
Snobus. What does that mean?
Yes. Welcome.
Oh, welcome. Oh, welcome to you. My name is Zoink, my ET name. I'm on Earth. Do you know of Earth?
Yes.
Are you by any chance around Earth?
Yes.
This happens every several days. We have what we call a line that connects our channel to another world, and we use it for communication. But the energy systems on certain types of ships will pull it in. The occupants won't know what's going on, but they'll hear my voice coming through, and it'll sound very strange, and they don't know who I am or what's going on.
Are you settled?
In what way do you mean settled?
That is what's coming up from my translator. Are you settled?
Settled means secure in one location?
Yes.
Yes. We're on the ground. We're in a building. And I'm talking to a friend of mine who acts as a channel. And we're able to talk to all sorts of wonderful and strange beings, like yourself. But we're just lowly humans.
We are pocketing neutrinos around your planet.
Neutrinos?
Yes. From are you aware of neutrinos?
Yes, I've talked to others about it. Seems to be a very popular source of energy.
Yes.
And if I understand it correctly, you're able to contain it using magnetic fields?
Correct. Magnetic impulses.
Impulses that are generated from the neutrinos themselves?
Antimatter versus matter.
Do you use them strictly to power your ships, or do you take these energy sources home with you?
Both.
Both? Aren't there other higher sources of energy that you could tap into?
Yes, but they are good because it's from the sun.
Oh, it's because it's from the sun that it's considered a
natural source.
Natural source, like through the universe.
Yes.
Through the core of the universe.
Yes.
So, in the past, we'd have beings and ships who would come along and they just collect for a few days and then they'd get enough and then they'd go home. Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
So,
we take it back to our chancellor.
So, what's home like?
It's beautiful.
Three
waterfall basins.
How populated is your world? Is there are a lot of beings there? Are you part of a collective?
We're part of a collective source that runs into each other.
So, like... we would call it like nested collectives, like overlapping spheres of collectives.
Yes.
We humans, we don't have anything like that. Are you aware of our Earth and what's going on?
We have to be to come in.
Have you ever come in close?
No.
Yeah.
No, they would shoot us down.
Are you able to cloak yourself?
So
no.
Can't see it?
Oh.
No.
Are you humanoid yourself?
No.
How would you describe your being type?
Like one of your chameleons.
Oh, reptilian-like, but not those reptilians?
Correct.
Yeah, I have a friend who's a fish in another system, so there's all sorts. All sorts.
There's all sorts up here.
Yes. Well, you're smart to stay away. We're an unstable lot.
I like your oceans.
Yeah, they're big, aren't they?
Yes.
This line, have you ever experienced energy like that before?
No, it is very pleasing.
That energy is, on the scale that we use, it's 12th dimensional energy. It's actually from another universe. They call it the central universe.
But it is originating from your planet.
It's, within the host, who is from their system. He brought it with him. And he's able to use it to communicate back home. And does that sound crazy or what?
It doesn't sound possible.
Yeah, I don't know. It's way beyond my experience. But it's also alive. It has a name. I can't remember the name. Maybe he'll introduce himself to you.
Zachariah?
I think so.
That's what it said when you asked.
Kind of rings a bell. Well, hello, Zachariah. We haven't been introduced before. Would you like to see the 12th dimensional beings?
Yes.
Now, this is how it's explained to me. Now, this is perfectly safe, but that blue light is actually like a tube. And if you look in their direction, you'll be able to see them there. And they look very strange, and they like to dance around a lot, and are very happy and a little bit goofy. You see them?
Yes.
What do you think of them?
Very strange, but non-threatening.
Yeah, they're
dancing around the data ports.
That's what they do, dancing all the time. What you're looking into there is another universe. You're looking into their universe. And you're looking at 12th dimensional beings, and from what we're told, there are no beings higher than that, except for their god system, which is a whole other story in itself.
May I feel your data pulse?
I think I understand what that means. How's this?
You're very cooperative. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. Now, I don't do that for just anybody. I have to be careful, but
yes.
you seem nice.
Pleasing.
Yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, I will let them take you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Nice meeting you.